Hi, welcome to the Poetry Vlog. It's your weekday flash briefing poetry reading. This one's coming to you a little bit later in the day than usual, but I'm excited to say they're still getting up this week. Today, Patrick Million is reading you T.S. Eliot's Journey of the Magi. You'll recognize it because I read it on Monday, and this one is directly transcribed from our longer episode. Don't let the seriousness of this poem mislead you, because the episode that we're uploading later today is our holiday one, and first we lip-sync to Mariah Carey, we play the whole famous Christmas song in full. Patrick uses it to explain the techniques of metaphor and metonym and what makes these Christmas songs. A lot of really bad jokes in there. And then we talk about T.S. Eliot's poetry and then the politics of reading. So we go all the way from like Mariah Carey lip syncing to how can our reading practices be a method for combating fascism. So might seem like a stretch. Maybe it is, but we took the time to go there. So tune in later to that. And for now, enjoy this excerpt of Patrick reading T.S. Eliot's poem.
A cold coming we had of it. Just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a long journey. The ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. And the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melted snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on slopes, the terraces, and the silken girls bringing sherbet. Then the camel men cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women, and the night fires going out, and the lack of shelters, and the cities hostile, and the towns unfriendly, and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears, saying that this was all folly. Then at dawn, we came down to a temperate valley, wet, below the snow line, smelling of vegetation, with a running stream and a watermill beating the darkness, and three trees on the low sky, and an old white horse galloped away in the meadow. Then we came to a tavern with vine leaves over the lintel, six hands at an open door dicing for pieces of silver, and feet kicking the empty wineskins. But there was no information, and so we continued, and arrived at evening, not a moment too soon, finding the place. It was, you may say, satisfactory. All this was a long time ago, I remember, and I would do it again, but set down, this. Were we led all that way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence and no doubt. I had seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation, with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad of another death.
All right, that was Patrick again from today's episode. Tune in later. It'll be up before midnight tonight if your Sony stays up late, and it will be up on YouTube and elsewhere tomorrow with lots more details coming here about that if you're more of a podcast listener than a YouTube watcher. That's it. I've had a few guests asking me lately, hey, how do I contribute to the Poetry Vlog? Because it is just me doing this out of my pocket for now, but I have some news coming about the summer funding. You can always click on the Support This Podcast button at anchor.fm/thepoetryvlog. Otherwise, feel free to enjoy this for free. That's the whole point of it. And I hope that you have a wonderful day, and you'll hear my voice again soon, hopefully, for the holiday episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.